Afterward to section 10. Invention comes to the fore in this section, the poet creating a series of fictions to tell a difficult truth, that his celebration of the self includes everyone, regardless of race, identity, or place in society. The novelist Ron Carlson has remarked that he always writes from personal experience, whether he has had it or not, and this fiction-making guides Whitman's imaginings of a hunting party, a sea voyage, a clam dig, a trapper's marriage to an Indian girl, a drama with an escaped slave. His vignettes are not less powerful than the testimony of his senses, because he chooses to highlight details that seem to come straight from life. The sparkle and scud of the Yankee clipper at sail, the trouser ends tucked into his boots, the coarse, clean locks of the Indian girl, and the coarse, clean clothes, marvelous echo of the fugitive slave. The more dazzling the invention, the more it must be grounded in believable particularity. Tell all the truth, but tell it slant, said Emily Dickinson. Success in circuit lies. Poetic invention is a circular form of truth-telling, which Whitman employs at critical moments in the poem, often to extend his democratic self into new political terrain. Behind a mask, the poet may speak more plainly. It is no accident that among the heteronyms devised by the Portuguese poet Fernando Pessoa was a Whitman-like character, Alberto Quero, a shepherd, a mystic but only of the body, who sang nature in the same full-throated voice as the American bard. In poetic monologues and portraits of real and imaginary historical characters, we discover what Dickinson called the truth's superb surprise. But danger lurks when the poet is inventing. No wonder Whitman keeps his firelock nearby. There is always someone at the door.